About to start here in just a minute. Hey everybody, I appreciate you hanging out with me again this morning. If you do me a favor and continue to share the link and just spread the word so that we can reach as many people as possible and talk to them about this stuff that'll help them get their life moving in the way and direction that they want it to. What I want to talk to you about today is kind of, I would assume it sounds like I'm repeating a bit, and I am, but I'm trying to drive certain things home, and then we're going to kind of expand on them as we just kind of grow in what we're talking about. So what I want to talk to you about today is what's stopping you, what's keeping you from the life that God wants you to have. And I've just found that people they kind of diagnose their problem incorrectly. And if you misdiagnose the problem, obviously you're not going to come up with the right solution. You're not going to work on the right person or the right aspects of your problem. So I'm actually going to go through a teaching that I did quite a few years ago, but it was when I was learning this stuff and figuring it out for myself, and I found it to be pretty helpful. So what stands between you and the Bible talks a lot about what your promised land. You know, the children of Israel were promised land, and there's this cool narrative, and love to talk about that sometime. But for me, in our current reality, our promised land is the life that we believe God has for us. It's not a geographical location like over in the Middle East, but it's a way of life and all that goes with that. So what stands between you and what you believe that life looks like? And here's an interesting way to look at it. Your answer to this question determines how much of what God has for you, you will enter and enjoy. In other words, what stands between you and your promised land? How you answer that question? And here's what I've learned as a counselor and a pastor all these years. Probably about 90% of people misdiagnose the answer to that question. In other words, another way to say it is, for most people, your problem is not your problem. What you think is your problem is not your problem. And obviously, that's a big issue. I would say to you this, the way you think is your biggest problem. If you think about it like this, thinking is really talking to yourself. How much of the day, how much of our life are we talking to ourselves? Always, even in our sleep, kind of, we're talking to ourselves. And I would say most Christians have what I would call a wilderness mindset. Remember the children of Israel, and if you don't know all this, don't worry about it. But the children of Israel were brought out of Egypt to go into the promised land, but because of a mindset that they had, they didn't get to enter the promised land directly. They wandered in the wilderness. In other words, they spent 40 years going in circles, basically, because of their mindset, because of the way they thought, because of the way they just processed what God was saying to them, what God was promising them, and it affected their ability to enter and enjoy it. Again, following this little outline, just to keep me on track, your mindset determines your reality. Proverbs 23:7, we talked about this last week and the week before. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. Here's my definition of a mindset. A mindset is a set of ideas or concepts that form the basis of one's beliefs and actions. I'm going to say it again. A mindset, my definition, is a set of ideas or concepts that form the basis of one's beliefs and actions. Now, here's the problem or the challenge is, as we grow, they become progressively more subconscious, meaning we're not always thinking about our beliefs and concepts and ideas that shape our reality. But they're still, I was about to say controlling our behavior, but they're definitely, to a large degree, controlling our behavior. So what do I mean by that? We've talked about the fact that did you get to choose the family you grew up in? And of course, the answer is no. So what does that mean? That means that for the first formative years of our lives, we were in an environment that we couldn't choose and really couldn't challenge because, I mean, you can't challenge at 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 what's going into you. So what happens is we're forming a mindset, a set of ideas and concepts that become the basis for what we believe. Believe about what? Well, believe about ourselves, believe about our value, believe about our competency, believe about our people around us going to be caring and attentive and responsive. Does it matter, you know, what kind of a childhood we have? So what happens is all of that stuff creates a mindset of expectations, a mindset of just all the different things that go into how we approach situations, how we react in those situations. So why didn't most of the children of Israel make it into the promised land? The same reason we don't today. The promised land being a way of life, not a geographical place. The same reason those who entered, and by the way, there were only two families, Joshua and Caleb's families, those who entered had a different mindset. Those who entered saw God differently. They saw themselves differently. And they saw their future differently. The ones who entered the promised land saw God differently. They saw themselves differently. And they saw their future differently. In other words, there was something about the way they form their basic foundational beliefs, ideas, and concepts that when they heard God say, I'm going to give you that land, and then they went into the land and saw the giants and the obstacles, how would that translate to you and I today? Well, we hear promises. God loves you. God has a great plan for you. God wants to take care of you. God wants to meet your needs. Now, do we run into giants and have to fight battles out here? No, most of it takes place in here. And what we run into is God loves you, and we intellectually believe that. But maybe because the people that we really, really, really needed to love us didn't do such a great job, and probably because they didn't have the same thing done for them, what happens is we don't really know how to let that love in. We don't know how to process it. We don't know how to react to it properly. And God wants to prosper you. God has a plan for your life. You know, we believe that, but the problem is I've seen myself screw up so many times, and this is true, by the way. I've seen myself screw up so many times, it's like, yeah, that is going to work for you and you and you and you, but I don't know if it's going to work for me. Remember, one of the things my father said to me was, you're lazy and you'll never amount to anything. Well, that became part of my mindset. So what we're going to do every time we meet, basically, we could be talking about something totally doesn't sound like it's based on this, but every time we meet, we're going to be talking about how to figure out your mindset. Because here's the deal, you got to identify before you can challenge, and you got to challenge before you can change. And that's what really we're slowly working our way toward, how to identify, challenge, and change the things in our head and heart that block us from what God has for us. Love you guys. Looking forward to connecting with you each week. And have a great week. Keep spreading the word, please. And catch you later.